I'm going to give you some word tonight, John chapter 10. And this message is titled, Knowing His Voice. Now, we've been talking about being led of the Holy Spirit. And so this illustration tonight will bring that out and what's tied to being led of the Spirit. Is, of course, has to be where we recognize his voice. Turn open to John chapter 10, and I'm not going to be long tonight. I know it's Wednesday night, but my goodness sakes. You know, we're here. We come together. I know we've got a brother who told me he's going to have to leave a little early tonight, so we're good with that. Praise God, you know. Two brothers that told me they have to leave early tonight. And a sister, right? Yeah. So thank you, Jesus. John chapter 10. Look at verse number 1. And Jesus is speaking this. He said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And what's that indicating? Somebody that comes into, and we've had people, I think, the devil sent to come into the church to cause trouble and start arguments, start strife, get people picking at one another. We've had this happen through the years. And somebody say, well, you know, isn't that the devil? Well, the devil's motivating that kind of behavior to get into a church body and start to cause a, you know, schism, division, strife, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but that person said they were born again. Well, they may be born again. But they are surely not listening to the voice of the Lord when they start doing things that disrupt the church service, disrupt the unity in the body, open doors to animosity and strife and all that kind of thing. It's serious business. So he said, okay, the one that climbs up some other way or sneaks in is the same as a thief and a robber, but he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Who's the door? Jesus said it in this very chapter that I am the door, all right? And if Jesus is the door and you come into the sheepfold through him, well, then it's a legit entry. Amen. He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. You find that also in the book of Micah, a picture of Christ doing that. John the Baptist being the one who breaks open the way, and then the king leads the sheep out into the pasture. Well, that was John's mission, was to be a forerunner of Christ. He came, he kind of laid the foundation for Christ's entry into the earth, and then it was announced, behold the Lamb of God, you remember, in the Jordan River that day. And Jesus would begin the quest as the king in the earth to lead the sheep. And here he makes mention of this very same incident. He's hinting at Micah chapter 2 in verse number 3. Verse number 4, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And into verse number 4, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, Jesus is saying that his sheep are going to know his voice. Hey, who is the one who leads us? And we are to be led by, we've been talking about being led by the Spirit of God, right? The Holy Spirit is supposed to lead us. He leads us. And Jesus is talking and saying right here that my sheep hear my voice, and they'll not listen to the voice of a stranger. Well, whose voice are we listening to when we hear the voice of the Lord? Somebody said, well, it's Jesus. Well, it's the Holy Spirit. We hear the Holy Spirit. He's dwelling on the inside of us. And we hear his voice. And guess what? The Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father are three separate but yet one, right? Hear, O Israel. It's Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. He is one Lord, one, not two, one, not three, one. Somebody said, well, no, wait a minute. I thought there were three, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. There are very distinct three in the Godhead, but they are all one. We've talked about the you know, you've heard the ice, the water, the steam analogy. Well, you know, that whatever. That it's all H2O, but it's in different forms. I prefer the lake analogy that I've used, where you pull out a bucket of water from a lake and bring it in here and say, this is Lake Michigan. Okay, so you go to Lake Michigan, you get a bucket of water, fly it down here, drive it down here, and you've got Lake, and you could say unequivocally, this is Lake Michigan. And somebody would say, well, yeah, but there's a whole lot more up there, right? Well, that's true. It's pure Lake Michigan, tested, it is. It's just not all the Lake Michigan there is. Jesus was pure God, he just was not all the God there was or is. The Father's pure God, just not all that there is. The Holy Spirit's pure God, not all that there is. And any attempt that we make in the natural to try to explain something as complex as the miraculous three in one, you're going to come up short somewhere and somebody will have something to say about it. You know, but the bottom line is, that's about the best we can do in explaining it. And it does explain it to a certain degree. Jesus Christ was and is God in the flesh. The Father God is God on the throne, of course. The Holy Spirit is pure God. He's Ruach Elohim. He's the Spirit of God. Here in the earth, he's pure God. They're all pure God. Just they have split into three different manifestations. And we praise God for that. Now, so here he says, my sheep know my voice. Look down at verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Okay, he's the good shepherd. Look at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. So he says that, you know, strangers, they're not going to listen to in verse 5. I love that. The voice of a stranger, he will not follow. Have you ever had an animal, say you have a dog or a cat, or in our case, we had a bunny rabbit, you know, and I had the wild rabbit that I told you about a lot. And she has died, okay, about a year ago almost. But the thing is, about that rabbit, I'll use that as an example. I would go out in the yard and walk up near my forest and call her, and she'd come. She was a wild cottontail. And it was the coolest thing. That rabbit would come running right up to my feet and eat out of my hand. I faked her one day. I held my hand out and I put my thumb out like that, you know. And I went like this and she kind of chewed on my thumb. It was cute to me, okay. Anyway, you guys kind of nutso. Anyway, whatever. But, I did. I petted a squirrel the other day in my yard. Yeah, I know, and I didn't stick my finger out for the squirrel to try to chew on. I thought if I pull back a nub, you know. I petted that, and I walked up, and it was eating in the birdseed pile, and I looked at it, and it looked up at me. I said, what are you doing? He didn't say anything. And so he went down to eat, and so I just kind of crouched down. I went like this on his head a little bit, petted his head, and he ran away. And I thought, well, you little joker, you let me pet you. If you want to eat, you know, come on back. People think that's weird. No, I just think it's kind of cool. I go out there and the animals, they just kind of come to me. You know, Pastor Doolittle, there you go. Yeah. All right. But you could call this, I could call the rabbit and the rabbit would come running across. I could see her across the woods and she'd come running right to my feet. Now, that's not normal. It is with a dog that lives in the house, or where you even have an outside dog, but it'll come when you whistle, and they come, they're wagging their tail, and they're crazy. But for a wild rabbit, it's really kind of an oddity, actually. But that rabbit knew my voice. She could call her, she wouldn't come. Austin could, anybody else could, and that rabbit would not come. But I could do it. And that rabbit would come. It was so cool. Now, I use that as an example because that bunny knew my voice and also knew that I fed her and took care of her. Now, here the analogy is the sheep know his voice. And the shepherd, when he's over a flock of sheep, those sheep will know the shepherd's voice. correct? Sure. So in the case of us knowing the Lord, we need to cultivate our ears and the perception that we have of him when he's speaking into our lives. You won't get that by occasionally reading your Bible and occasionally getting quiet before the Lord. It won't happen. It just won't. Then you'll get frustrated. How come I never hear from God? Seems like other people hear from God. Everybody can hear from God. Everybody. The ones that are not hearing from God are the ones that aren't taking time for him to speak to them. So let's move on with this. If we're going to know his voice, there's one first thing we have to do is spend time in the Holy Spirit's presence, or with the Spirit and his presence being tangible in us. Amen? I mean, Romans chapter 8, flip over there quickly. I want to know his voice. I want to be able to discern his promptings in my life. I just think that over time, you begin to recognize when he's talking to you. Now, we could do a voice, and I could turn my back, and you could talk into a microphone. And if I know you, I'd recognize your voice, right? You would recognize my voice, although sometimes people sound different on the telephone. But how many of y'all know that when somebody calls, just go ahead. When somebody calls or you hear something, a voice.
Hello?
Who was that? God. Play it again.
Hello?
Okay. Y'all recognize that voice? You don't. I know you don't. I don't recognize that voice. Now, what if somebody else said, somebody out there say hello right now. Just go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, boy, I heard one. I heard, yeah, okay. I heard Shanda. I heard Sharon. Well, the thing is, I know your voices. But that one I don't recognize.
Hello.
That's not John. That's not Pastor John. It isn't. Yeah, yeah. It's time to go home. There's something in you. No. But the fact is, when we know the voice of the Lord, if you hear his voice, go ahead and say hello to me, Austin. Just say it out over the microphone. Your voice.
Hello.
Do it again.
Hello.
Okay. He could be calling from a payphone in Orlando, Florida. Now, they don't have payphones anymore. I realize that. He could be calling from a phone someplace, and I would not recognize the number. And I've done that before. People have tried to call me, and I didn't recognize the number, and they had to leave a message. I had to call them back. But if I picked up the phone and heard that voice, I know that voice. If I pick up the phone and somebody says, Pastor Dan, who does that sound like? It's that man right there. Right there. You, Jim Bilodeau. Yes. I know Jim's voice. I've known him for years. Every time I call, Pastor Dan. That's what he does. And if he just said Dan, I would still know his voice. The point I'm making is that when you spend time with people and you actually listen to them, you begin to pick up their tonal qualities, inflections in their voice, little things that they do when they speak. Oh, yeah. And you recognize it. When I call family members that I haven't seen for a year, I'll call them on the phone. I'll say, hey, how you doing? Now, I know today that we all, with our cell phones, have names that pop up. I get that. But I can tell you unequivocally, I've got family members that live 800 miles from here. I pick up the phone and I say hello. They'll say, Danny? That's what they call me. I can't shake it. Anyway, but they call me Danny. Or I'll call up and I'll say, you know, I'll call my sister and I know her voice, she knows my voice. Why? Because we've talked, we've spent time fellowshipping with one another. There are people that I had a brother that showed up for church here that I haven't seen since June of 1978. And when he walked in the door with his wife and two girls, it's like, hey, brother, how you doing? I mean, it was just like we hadn't skipped the beat. I knew the man. I still know the man. And now I know him differently than I even did back then. He's a brother in Christ. It's amazing. When you spend time with people, you remember things about their voice. Well, I'm telling you, the more time you spend with the Lord and get quiet before him every day, you'll begin to pick up on those little things that indicate to you that it's the Spirit of God. Spend time in the Holy Spirit's presence. Write that down as number one. And Romans chapter 8, verse number 26 reads this way. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses or infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself or himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, I want to tell you this, that when you begin to pray in the Spirit and you spend time before him and you put every distraction down that tries to interfere with your time praying, and trust me, there will be some distractions. There will be interference that'll come. It'll come out of nowhere. The minute you set aside time for God, somebody will call you. Something will happen, and it could be a very dear person to you. I've had this where I sit down to begin, and somebody from the church calls me. Now, I'm not saying that they're being led of the devil to call me. Don't get me wrong. But if I don't answer, you better leave a message. You hear me? Because that could be that time I'm spending some time with God. And that happens frequently. So always leave a message, okay? But you have to put distractions down, and then you have to check your attitude as you're going in before the Lord. I mean, what in the world? What are you doing when you go before the Lord? You are entering into his presence to cultivate conversation. But conversation's not just you and they're spouting off all your needs and all your desires and what you want to do and blah, 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 over and over and throw it out there on the Lord. That's not all that it is. Conversation indicates a give and then receive, okay? Speak and then listen. Too much of the time as believers, we're doing all the talking and not listening. And that's why people never really develop sensitivity to know his voice when he is speaking. So we have to check our attitudes. Is your attitude good when you go into the presence of the Lord? Or are you going in with a chip on, you know what I mean by a chip on your shoulder? You're going in with some, you know, you're half mad at God. People get mad at God. We saw on Sunday how Martha was upset with Jesus, upset with Mary, but upset with Jesus too. And there are times that people do that when they go into their time of fellowship with God. We need to be very, very cautious of that. And then, so you need to spend that time in the Holy Spirit's presence. Praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray with your understanding. Listen. Listen. And there is such a thing as listening in the Spirit. Do you hear me? If you don't pick up on the Spirit moving and ministering through somebody, you'll have an unsuccessful communication experience with them. I want people to know my heart when I'm talking to them. I don't like it when people misunderstand me. I am a communicator, but I don't like it when there is miscommunication. You know, I've had people come along and say, stuff as foolish as this, you hate women and you're against women in the body of Christ. Now, where'd you get that from? Well, you said it. No, I didn't. And she swore up and down that I said I hate women and I don't respect women and women have no place in ministry and blah, blah, blah. It went on. She was irate toward me. And I'm like, well, I'm not liking you too much right now, actually, the way you're acting. You know what I'm saying? He get in my face and accuse me of stuff. This was back, gosh, two buildings ago. So it's a long time ago, early 90s. And so I said, well, here, take the tape. Take the tape. We got her the tape. We gave it to her. She listened to it. I've told you the story before. She came back the next Sunday and said, you know, I listened to it, and I'll have to admit, you didn't say that. I said, well, I know I don't hate women, and I'm not against women in the body of Christ or being used of the Lord in ministry. I never have been, never will be. We've had women special speakers come in. I mean, I am not. I had women teachers in Bible school. Women have a great contribution to make in the body of Christ, and they can be used in ministry equally as a man can. Any day of the week. Well, you're right, Pastor Dan. That was the last Sunday I ever saw her. She would not come back to church. And I was like, you know, those are things you go, Lord, that's just one of those that in the ministry, I've been in the ministry a long time, and those are times where you're going, what in the world? How can somebody admit they're wrong and then just quit anyway? I don't know. It's like, whatever. But if you're going to know somebody, you need to have communication with them, and our communication with the Lord is vital. Now, the second thing of knowing his voice, turn over to Acts chapter 10. I'm going to show you something. Acts chapter 10. And I will say this. If a person has an issue with something that I have said, I know my heart, and I pray that you know my heart, and my heart's revealed to you. I am the kind of man that doesn't like it if people don't understand what I'm trying to say, so I try to make myself very clear. But there are times when things get misconstrued. It happens. There's, no two ways about it. And the enemy is liable to get in there and try to twist something that is said. As in that case, that woman, I don't know if she was going to church after that. I know that they had marital problems later on, and it's a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, that's kind of a sad story. Acts chapter 10, now in knowing his voice, here is Peter. Peter has this vision, you remember? And he's up on the rooftop in chapter 10. Look at verse number 13. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. You remember that? And this was in that vision. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call thou not, or call not thou common. So here was a voice that he heard in a vision, and he contradicted it and saying, not so, Lord. He's correcting the voice that he heard, who he assumed was the Lord, saying, I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. That's against the word. It's against the law. Not so, Lord. That's kind of a bold statement, isn't it? Well, not so, Lord, doesn't cut it here, because the Lord says to him, what I have cleansed, don't you dare call common. And Peter recognized the error of his way and ends up making the correction, and later on going to the house of Cornelius, and Cornelius gets born again, even filled with the Holy Spirit, but Cornelius was not of Jewish descent, remember. So he's saying it was like the Lord was laying the ground for him, groundwork for him to go and minister to those that were not Jewish. Amen. And he did it. But you must know the voice, and whatever voice you hear, here's the first thing about it that you always need to ask yourself, does it agree with the word, what I'm hearing? I mean, I'll tell you, there have been so many times with people through the years that say, the Lord told me. I had a lady came into the church, and she said, the Lord told me to come to Solid Rock Church. I said, I don't doubt it. She was there a week, 2 weeks, and she didn't know that Ann and I were already dating, okay, and going to be married. And she came into the church, and the Lord told her to come to the church. I don't doubt that. And then when she found out that Ann and I were dating, she got upset, visibly upset, and left and never came back again. I'm like, how do these things happen, Lord? Dear, my goodness sakes. But people are quick to throw that, the Lord told me. And see, when they say, the Lord told me, whether it's a good thing or, the Lord changed his mind evidently in 2 weeks, the Lord told me, and then when they want to abandon something that they initially told you the Lord told them, they'll say, the Lord told me. I've heard that somebody, the Lord told me. And I'm just sitting back going, you don't know the voice of the Lord from the voice of your flesh. Oh, the Lord told me. Well, that's a nice little padded excuse, because who's going to argue with you hearing the voice of the Lord? Well, I'll take, you know, exception to that when what you're doing contradicts the word that you just told me the Lord told you before. I always struggle with that when somebody comes on. The Lord told me. Yeah, the Lord told you to leave a Word of Faith church and go to a dead church, right? The Lord told you that? Serious? To take a step backwards in your understanding of the word? The Lord told you. Oh, no, the Lord told me that we're supposed to, it's just me and Jesus at the house. 10:4. That's not the Spirit of God. Can I hear an amen? It's not. It's not. And if anybody thinks that is, we have some more learning to do. That's just not the way that works. I mean, he doesn't say, okay, take a step backwards. You know, go to a church that's less of, the word's not as important in that. Go to that one. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay. So, secondly, so the first thing, does it agree with the word? Write this down. Luke chapter 21, verse number 33. Luke 21, verse 33. That I could quote it to you, but let me read it so I have it exactly. It's a very basic verse, and everybody knows it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You see that? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So his word is forever. Does it agree with the word? There are a lot of voices coming at us these days. I mean, it's always been like this. You know, you got the voices of people from your past that try to speak to you. Have you ever noticed that? How many of y'all, I can still hear my dad's voice. My dad passed away in 1988, and I can still hear his voice. When he would say, I'm not saying he's talking to me, okay? We're not doing that thing. You know what I mean? But I can hear his voice. When I stop and think about it for a minute, I can hear him. Danny. He always called me Danny, too. And when he said it like that, I was... I seem to hear it that way in that tone of voice a lot. He would call me like that, you know. Danny! I knew, what did I do now, you know. But my dad was a very tender man as well. He'd sit there and watch Lassie on the TV and put his hand up like this like he was sleeping, but I know it was because he was crying. So one day I walked over and I grabbed his hand and I pulled it off his head and he was all tears, you know. Oh, you get away from me, kid, you know. I'm like, so I caught myself doing that the other night watching some stupid show on television and my tears running down my eyes and Ann's looking over at me kind of, and I'm like, man, my eyes are burning, you know. I'm like, gee whiz. That's funny. Anyway. The second, another verse of scripture, write down Galatians chapter 1, verse number 8. Paul said it this way, if any angel, anybody comes to you, or an angel even, preaching a word or a gospel that I have not preached to you, a word other than that which I've preached to you, let him be accursed. So anything that doesn't line up with the gospel, with the word of God, this word that we have, if it doesn't line up with the word, you're hearing it, this voice, you know, I hear this, and it's telling me that, throughout the years, I've heard so many goofy things from people. Oh, the Lord told me that she's my wife, and she's married to another man at the time. I'm serious. I have counseled with people and said, you can't do that. You can't believe like that. That's the flesh. In fact, the devil's right in the middle of that thing. You need to repent. It's like, well, I know I heard the Lord. Where do you go with that? You know, it's like, no, you didn't. Oh, I know the voice of the Lord. Who says you're the only one that knows? I'm not the only one that knows. But what I'm going to do is ask, does it line up with the word? And that does not line up with the word. You going after somebody else's wife, if you're not married and you're going, I mean, there's lust involved. David did that and paid a serious price for it. If that person gave into it, it would be adultery. If you're already married and you're looking at someone else's wife, and that's adulterous. And, you know, I mean, it's just against the word of God, okay? And for folks to be that deceived, Man, I mean, it's a serious indictment against people. And what it just points to is they don't know the voice of the Lord. So if I'm going to know his voice, I've got to spend some time with him. Amen? Amen. So the other verse of scripture, all scripture, is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. Okay, you remember that verse where it speaks of the word being, it's given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So at times, the word will correct us. Have you ever read a scripture when you had something in your head that you thought you knew and you read a scripture and it totally contradicts it? That's called learning. And that's okay, because none of us are God. Okay? And so when we realize that, we say, you know what? I hadn't seen that before. I was wrong. That's one of the best exercises that we can do in humility is to say, you know, I was wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. I messed up. That can be tough, especially when you're telling it to a six-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And you have to tell them that you were wrong in the way you acted. Amen. Anyway, some of y'all beyond those years, I know that, but think about it. So the second question that you need to ask, so the first one is, does it agree with the word? The second one is, does it make us more like Jesus Christ? Does what you're hearing make you more like Jesus? If he tells you that it's his desire for you to pray for that individual, walk in love toward that individual, there are things the Lord will tell you to do, and it'll make you more, and it all fits into the pattern of how Jesus treated people, you can count on it being the Holy Spirit. When he tells you to get up and go and pray when you'd rather sleep, go to church when you'd rather sit on your something, somewhere, instead of hearing the word and worshiping God and doing that. When he says, study the word, or go over there and pray for that person, or go visit that person, they're lonely, or go and minister over here. He's going to tell you to do stuff, and it's normally going to go against your flesh, all right? The Spirit of God knows what you need to do, and we need to tune into what he's telling us. Amen. So the Holy Spirit manifested himself in the lives of the apostles. He worked miracles through them. He corrected the errors of the church through them. He made God's will known to the church, and all of this was recorded for us so that we can know him more and understand him better. Amen. He has given gifts to the church. We need to be tuned in to hear his voice. Now, you know, we could do this exercise in here and pull somebody off the street and you hear their voice and you wouldn't know them. But then you know your wife's voice, you know your husband's voice, or you know somebody else in the church, their voice. But if it were here on a Sunday morning, we had visitors in here, we had people, you know, there are some people in this church that don't know each other's names, and that's not really a good thing. We need to know each other, amen? We need to spend time and break out of our shell and reach out and get to know folks within the body. Well, they don't ever want to talk. Well, have you ever tried talking to them? You know, I mean, that's what ministers do. They talk to people. Amen? And you and I are ministers of this word, not just in a pulpit sense, like for me, but as ministers of reconciliation within the body, you need to communicate with each other. Amen. Amen. Anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So how do you get to know the Holy Spirit? Well, I'll tell you, read your Bible, for one. You need to read the Word. I'm always surprised when somebody comes along and says something to me that is totally not the Word of God, and yet they think it's the Word of God. And I'm like, I have been guilty in the years gone by of overestimating at times different ones that I have known through the years, like that individual who came in and told me some goofy stuff. And I'm like, wow, I thought you were further along than that, you know? So let's not take each other for granted. Let's just continue to press on in the Word to know his voice. We were talking about this earlier today, and when Christians aren't led by the Holy Spirit, it's kind of like every one of us need to be led by the Lord. Every one of us need to be hearing his voice. Is he your God or isn't he? If he is, then you need to put things aside that stop you from being with him. If you love your wife or your husband or your children, you want to be with them, right? Now, in some cases, it's not possible because they live a long ways away. I understand that. But the telephone is always there. If I love my wife, I want to be with her. I want to be with her. I do. And I'm going to make time to make sure I get with her. That's what husbands and wives do. Well, for my walk with the Lord, if I never make time to be with him and spend time with him, that's not going to cultivate a good relationship, a good fellowship. So please, take some time before him. Just get alone. And it would do you real good to read a verse of scripture and sit quiet for 30 minutes and just let the Lord minister to you. Because it may take that long to filter out all the things that are trying to distract you and cause you to turn aside. Seriously. I'm serious. If you can go outside, some of you have areas you can go and you can go for a walk. Go for a walk and just get alone where you can talk out loud to the Lord. I love that, just going out. You can come out here if you like. Walk out in the field. We've had some of y'all have done that and pray. You can come out here if you want to come into the sanctuary and just spend time with God. You know, you can certainly do that. You don't have to do it here, but just walk around the park. Get your exercise in and your time of hearing from the Lord. And just talk to him. Now, you know, keep it down when you're around other people. You know what I'm saying? They're going to think that you're... Well, what do you think about that? And then you're answering, you know, and they're thinking, that person's one biscuit shy of a dozen there, you know. So be aware of your surroundings and who's there. But the fact is, getting alone with him, speaking to him, letting him speak back to you is key. You never learn the voice of the Lord if you're the one doing the talking all the time. Isn't that right? Come on. Do you know his voice? If he comes along, and let's say it's him, he comes along and says, you know, that circumstance right there, there are times when I want you to be angry at people. I want you to be angry at people. How does that sound to you? To the flesh, it sounds pretty good. I can do that. I'll tell you, if it's the Lord, he'd say, you know, you can be angry, but sin not. That's what the word says. If you're going to be angry, you need to direct your anger toward the source of your trouble, and it's not that person. We wrestle, what? Not against flesh. See, so right away, the thought should start rolling. Now, wait a minute, here's what the word says. And you go, that's not God. That's not the Lord. You know, and it would have just thrilled me if the person that came to me and said, you know, the Lord told me this person was going to be my wife or this was going to be my husband. I forget how it all went. But it was like if they had said, you know, I recognize that's the devil trying to trap me into a lustful situation. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going there. But they bit on it. And, you know, you can't stop people from doing some things. They're going to do what they want to do. I've learned that. That's one of the things I've learned in all the years of ministry. You can't stop people from doing some stupid stuff. And they're going to do it whether you like it or not. So, come on, stand to your feet. Let's. I know we've gone a little longer tonight. I wasn't going to talk as long. But some of this needs to really be gone over and over and over because we get pulled into this area where we think, oh, I know his voice. And then he slips one by you, you know, and you're like, I'm not talking about the Lord, I'm talking about the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that we learn the voice of the Lord and hear his voice and know his voice. Father, we want to know you more and more. I want to know you more intimately. I want to be aware when something I think I'm hearing from you doesn't line up with the word. We need to be that cautious. And so, Father, we praise you and bless you and thank you for making us aware. As we read the word, study the word, we thank you that we become more and more aware of your voice and hear you. And the voice of a stranger we're not going to follow. We'll recognize your voice in Jesus' name. Now, Father, for those that are ill tonight, we've got some people in the church that have been down. And Father, I speak healing. And thank you, Lord God, for the full recovery and the various ones that are needing healing in their bodies, in their backs, in their legs, in their stomach. Father, we have some that are struggling with pains in the neck. Pain in the neck, imagine that. Pains in the neck. And Lord, I thank you for your healing virtue and flow tonight. For good night's rest, Jesus' name. And I praise you and bless you for that, for all of us. And we just rejoice in that tonight. In the name of Jesus. Y'all agree with that? In Jesus' name. I know I didn't do all the illustration I had planned, but it kind of went a little different direction. But we're okay with that. So praise God.